Hey, good morning. 7:26 a.m. 7:26 a.m. Yeah, look at me. I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving. Here on a blue sky day in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's chilly. It's chilly, chilly. 40. My fingers are cold. My nose is cold. But it was close to 40. It's 38. At my back door at 7 o'clock, I finished my breakfast and came out for the walk. Sunrise 7:01 this morning, and I caught it just as it was peeking above the horizon. If you look real close in that picture, you'll see it. Just on the other side of the trees. Equinox, due east. The sun rose in the east today, not east northeast, not east southeast, east. So yeah, the last few days, the walk has got away from me. The weather was fine. I wasn't, but the weather was. I had a bad case of nope. But I want to get out, get this habit rebuilt. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know if I'll be able to or not, but we'll see. One day at a time, right? That's the theory. One day at a time. So I saw the first little tips of green showing in the garden, the big garden on the corner. I don't know. The house is for sale, was for sale. The sign's gone now, so I assume it was sold. But there are also divots in the garden, in the lawn, where plants must have been and are no longer. We're gonna wait for this guy to make his turn. Morning. So it looks like we might be having spring here soon. We've been having spring. We've just started the astronomical spring. We're at the midpoint of the Japanese haiku spring. The equinoxes and solstices represent the midpoints in the season in the Japanese poetic calendar. And almost all of these trees are showing. That one's not. Most of the others are showing signs of buddage. There's some aspens here that are practically green. They're little buds breaking loose. So the pen quest continues. I've exhausted the common pens, pretty much. I've got a couple of old Schaefers that don't, it turns out, don't actually work. But I also looked up what I needed to do in order to fix them. And it turns out it doesn't take any particular knowledge or skill, just a couple pieces of equipment and some O-rings. I need to figure out what size ink sack they take. They're both the same size, so yeah, I think the only difference between the two is one is a slightly larger barrel and the other one has a gold nib. I'd like to get the gold nib fixed. Which means if I can fix that, I can fix the other one. But they both take the same size O-ring. They both need a little silicone grease. I need a flat head, narrow screwdriver that's long enough to reach the back of the barrel. And that's about it. That's about it. So I'm gonna order some parts, look around, try to find a screwdriver. I have one, but I think the blade is too wide to fit in. It's a little tiny. It's a little tiny screw holding things together. If I can get that out, then I can disassemble the pen. I can put in the new O-rings. Put in the new bladder. Grease it up, off we go. That's the theory. Yeah, that's the theory. I don't know, let's see. I suspect I don't really need to take the plunger apart. I suspect a fresh O-ring and a little bit of grease is probably all it's gonna take. The cat is coming along. It's frustrating because it's going so slow. Going so slowly, I guess is the right word. But it is coming along. And I think I mentioned this before, but it's one of the axioms is that whatever you're doing now will suddenly stop. It's just like my ADHD, whatever I'm doing now will stop. And whatever you do for writing, stop. The pantsing thing isn't doing me any favors because I don't have a good enough grasp mentally of what I want the story to be about. I'm getting there. Slowly. A page in my journal at a time. I have a book that's a set aside just to journal about Shackelford House and keeping track of potential future projects and that's coming along nicely. I was off but you're popular in your neighborhood. I was literally about, you know, why is putting it on paper any different than putting it in a file where I can find it again? And the answer is, maybe it isn't. But there's, looking back at all of the times that I have created files and files and files and files and files of digital stuff that was supposed to inform me about this, that, or the other part of a story. Oh, they got the lid on. Ooh, sharp. I'm at the culvert. They got the lid on the catch basin here. Now, what they need to do is put dirt over the top of the lid and then plant something nice on it. That would be cool. And the difficulty with the digital files is that I never went back to them, or if I did go back to them, it was just like, oh yeah, okay. And putting it on the page and reading it from the page and thumbing back through to see how the ideas developed over time. They didn't just get replaced by the new ones. There's a history, there's a track. Oh, I went off the wall here. Say it with me. Monk post. At this point, I was good. Everything after that is not. So, it's not something I ever did before. It's not something I ever thought would be any different, but it's different enough that I'm getting progress on it. And that's good. That's a good thing. We like progress. I did turn a recorder on, didn't I? One of those moments. Yeah, I did. Okay, good. The fingers back in the glove. Get into the gloves, into the pockets. I didn't bring my gloves. That was perhaps an oversight on my part. But the sun is up. It's shining right in my eyes. Shining right in my eyes. But I'm heading eastward into the sun, into the rising sun. So I wear a ball cap. Keep the sun out of my eyes. And it feels good. There's a little bit of warmth to it. I've got a little heat built up inside the multiple shirts. I think I'm wearing 4 layers this morning. Yeah, 4 layers. Polo shirt, fleece pullover. Zip up hoodie and then a fleece over that. And at the top is a runny nose. Yeah. Yeah. I'm still reading Azalea Ellis. I'm into book 4. Book 5 isn't out. Won't be out till, I don't know, maybe it'll be out the end of the month. I saw it. It's up for pre-order, and I'm like, Ellis does something that torques me. It peeves me greatly First book, 99 cents, no problem. Second book, $4.99, no problem. Third book, $5.99. Really? Fourth book, $7.99. Now, I appreciate that the fourth book is a tome and that it's 800 pages, which is going to be a brick in paper. So, yeah, you know, the editing cost on that is going to be pretty high. Like twice as much as, well, not quite. Book three was 450 pages. So not quite twice as big. But, the sense that now that I'm hooked on the story, I'm going to be willing to pay the extra amount. I don't think that's how it works. Mostly it just pissed me off. Story's good, don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying it. I'm about halfway through. And I'm glad book five isn't up yet. Book five is also priced at $7.99. Will I follow along and find out what happens to Sebastian and Chauvin? Nah, I don't know. I don't know that I'm that torqued. But I am torqued. It's like, if we'd gone from 99 cents, the freebie and the opener. Yes, you like this story. Okay, the rest of them are $6.99. If you'd gone $6.99 on the second book and stayed $6.99 straight through, I wouldn't have a problem. I wouldn't have an issue. I wouldn't have the sense that she's taking advantage of me as a reader. That's a philosophical question, though. It's not necessarily a rational response on my part. It's a response based on my understanding of what I consider to be ethical behavior on the part of an author-publisher. And not everybody is going to share that ethos, nor should they. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's still a great story. It's still a great book. A great series. But I think we're at the stage where she's rolling pairs of D20s to figure out what's going to happen next. But basically the story is pretty well constructed. The world is fascinating. The magic system is fascinating. The clues, about the history of the world are fascinating. They're scattered all through, and it took me a while to actually twig to what the clues were pointing to. So from that aspect of it, a really good storyteller, Azalea Ellis. I'm still playing City Skylines. It's a challenge. They're having a sale right now, and I picked up a couple of DLCs, the Industry, and I wanted the green cities, so I wanted to see if I could make a green city. And so far, no. So far, not so much. I'm doing solar power and then burning a little bit of trash to get rid of the garbage problem and turning that into electricity. And I've got geothermal, which is clean, and a solar updraft turbine, which sounds pretty cool. Heated rising air through a column, turning a screw, turning a blade, apparently a shaft, to create electrical power. 31 and a half minutes. No, that's not bad. But here I am, out the back gate, again. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.